love me.
There you go.
Those
well,
kind of things.
Even if I buy you flowers?
No. Oh,
and then there's
that's
Melissa,
another song.
Melissa Etheridge and people like that, the blues rock sound, much in that vein. And, you know, she plays banjo as well as a rock guitar.
Mm.
Loves to write music. She studied painting and arts at Philadelphia's University of the Arts. And a very artistic, creative girl.
So she's got creds, regardless of whether this music thing works out or not.
And she also says that her influence in music, among many, is Blondie.
Okay. All right. So that kind of what we used to call the scotch and cigarettes voice. That
there
kind
you
of
go.
Scratchy,
exactly.
Smoky. Bonnie Tyler.
Bonnie Tyler. Alana Miles.
All right. Well, we'll look for her. If you are a fan of Elle King, you can let us know by hitting Larry up at @VOA_music. You can also send me a tweet. I'm @David_DBird. That's D as in David, D Bird. And you can also send a tweet to @VOA_IE if you want to hear Larry's program, Border Crossings. That's on our website at www.voanews.com.
We would like to invite you to follow us on Twitter. You can find us at @VOA_IE. If you would like to listen to today's program again, please visit our website at voanews.com. Go to the Programs tab in the upper right-hand corner, then scroll down to International Edition. Thanks for joining us.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
An African Union-backed court in Senegal has begun proceedings in the trial of former Chadian leader Hissène Habré, accused of crimes against humanity, war crimes, and torture committed during his 8-year rule from 1982 to 1990. The opening of the case in Dakar is an historic step for African justice, marking the first time that the courts of one country on the continent have prosecuted the former ruler of another for alleged human rights crimes. The trial concludes a 15-year battle by victims and rights campaigners to bring the former strongman to justice in Senegal, where he fled after being toppled in a 1990 coup. Habré is blamed for widespread torture and the killing of up to 40,000 people while leading the Central African nation. The United States commends the government of Senegal and the African Union for bringing the former Chadian president before the extraordinary African Chambers of Senegal. As a signal of our support for these proceedings, U.S. Ambassador to Senegal James Zumwalt and Ambassador-at-Large for War Crimes Issues Stephen Rapp attended the opening of the trial on July 20th. This trial is an important step toward justice for the victims of atrocities committed under Habré's rule and should serve as yet another warning that, no matter their position, perpetrators of atrocities will be held accountable. The United States supports a fair and impartial trial and is committed to helping end impunity for the worst crimes known to humanity.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email,
welcome to #VOA. Andrew, what's trending this week?
Well, Nigeria's President Buhari is here in the U.S.